Confidence isn't just in your head, it's in your body too. Have you ever felt that your heart racing before a game, or your legs start to feel like jelly? This episode is all about how to manage those nerves and use your body to fuel performance, not fear. Welcome to Confident Common Clutch Car Ride Conversations. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're heading to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. So let's dive in. All right, y'all. So this is the third part of our three-part series on confidence and really pulling from the sources of confidence and having tools to pull from them. So one of the sources of confidence that I talked about back in episode 3, the confidence formula, is your body, and specifically your ability to control your body and what's going on in your body. And what I mean, and the reason that's so important is that if you feel out of control in your body, like that your body's doing stuff that you're not tracking, it's acting of its own free will, for lack of a better term, that has the potential to erode your confidence. Because when you don't feel in control, your sense of certainty, your sense of belief in yourself can diminish, okay? And so learning to control your body is an important strategy for maintaining your confidence. But I also want to mention here that controlling your body and what it's doing doesn't always mean that you have to be 100% calm. Because often when you're performing, especially as an athlete, you need your body to be activated, right? You need to be able to move and adjust and have quick reactions. And so you're not always going to have a low heart rate, right? That's not what we mean by calm. In this context, what we mean by calm is in control, right? That your body is at a level of ampedness. Your body is at a level of energy that is effective for you given the task that you're trying to complete in your sport, okay? And this mind-body link is really important because your mind and your body are connected. What you're thinking affects your physiology and affects your energy and affects your nerves and what's happening in your body. But also, once your body has been activated, it also affects the ability to think clearly, your mental clarity. We know, so in the human system, you've got the fight or flight system or the rest and digest. And fight or flight is our body's only response to stressors, real or imagined. And it was designed for, like, fight or flight was designed for moments where your life was in danger, right? And for example, if you were being chased by a bear, okay, fight or flight kicks on and all these things happen in your body. So, for instance, you get sweaty, your heart pounds, you start breathing faster, your muscles tense up, sometimes you get shaky, you get cotton mouth, you get bubble guts, your digestion, all these things happens. This is our body's natural response to a stressor. And the reason those things are there is because they are designed to help you fight or flee. And if you truly did have to fend yourself against a bear or run away, you absolutely need all of your big muscles, like, amped, because you got to go fast. Like, you have to be able to react quickly. You're sweating to help cool you down because you're getting ready to do work. Your heart gets fast, your heart rate gets fast, and your breathing gets fast because you need more oxygen out to your system. Typically, we also know the reason, like, you're getting bubble guts or maybe feel like you have to pee or puke or poop, or maybe you get cotton mouth, is because when fight or flight has turned on pretty high, your body is trying to divert energy away from non-essential functions. And digestion is not important when you need to survive. And so your body purges everything out of the system, which is sometimes why you have to nervous pee or nervous poop, so that your literal body is not wasting energy on it. And so all of these things that happen when you get nervous, again, heart rate, sweaty, shaky, they all serve an actual physiological purpose. The reason you shake is because your body's motor neurons are actually priming your body's brain is sending signals to them to turn on. It's like revving your engine before you actually need to go, warming up your engine in the winter before you need to drive, right? And when you're not moving, you get a little shaky. It shows up as shaky, but as soon as you start moving, that goes away. So long story short, the things happening in your body when you're nervous are completely normal. They're good things. In most cases, they're going to help you. Now, of course, they can get turned on too high and can get in your way of performing. But in general, nerves and like the physical sensations that you feel with fight or flight are not bad. Okay. So the first thing that you can do to enhance your confidence around your body is to recognize that those are normal, natural sensations. And that if you can interpret them as my body is getting ready to do work instead of, oh my gosh, I'm scared. If you can interpret it as I am excited for this big moment instead of, oh my gosh, I'm terrified I might fail, right? In most cases, it feels the same in your body, excited and scared. But the difference is the interpretation changes your use of that energy. Okay. And so you want to make sure that you're using that energy productively instead of letting it take control over you. Okay. So there's a couple strategies I'll introduce you today. Of course, if you're looking for more depth of information, I have an entire program called the Calm Body Protocol that I get. If you want more information about how to do this, please check out the show notes. But the most important thing here is the number one way that we can regulate our body, our physiology, what's going on for us is through breath. Okay. So if you are an athlete and you are not training your breathing, you're behind. Okay? And I say that especially if you're an elite athlete trying to work your way up into either college or pros or anything like that, the breath is so important for regulating your body. Okay. And so in general, you want to make sure that you're breathing low and slow. And what we mean by that is down into your belly, into your diaphragm. Okay. What this does when you breathe through your diaphragm instead of up into your chest is it actually helps innervate the vagus nerve, which is the body's way to turn on rest and digest, your parasympathetic nervous system. And essentially what this is the brake pedal, the body's brake pedal. It helps calm you down. It helps settle that fight or flight so that you can be more in control. And if you don't breathe through your belly, if you keep just breathing up into your chest, it's much harder to hit that vagus nerve and actually get the calming response you're looking for, okay? So you want to breathe down into your belly. A way to do that, just to practice, if you put a hand on your chest, a hand on your belly, or just put two hands on your belly, and imagine your belly as like a beach ball that you're trying to inflate and deflate, okay? That overdoing it when you're learning to try to help really activate your diaphragm and going breathing into the bottom part of your lungs. Okay, your chest is still going to move. Obviously, your lungs are inside your rib cage, so your chest is still going to move, but the idea is that your belly moves more. Okay. And ideally, you want to breathe to a cadence. And what I mean by that is pick a rhythm that's going to work for you to help you calm you down. Now, there's a bazillion different rhythms you could choose. To start with, I recommend one of two options. One is box breathing, and typically it's for 4 seconds. And so what you do is you inhale for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 4 seconds, breathe out for 4 seconds, and then hold your breath again, and then start it over again. So if you're watching me on video, inhale, pause, exhale, pause. Okay, so it makes up a box, if you will. So that 4 second cadence tends to be most effective for a lot of people. Again, you could adjust this to 5 seconds or 6 seconds or 3, right? But you're going to have to play with it as an athlete to figure out what amount of seconds works well for you. So box breathing is one strategy. Another is just a cadence where you pick how long you're going to inhale and how long you're going to exhale. So typically somewhere between 4 to 6 seconds is the sweet spot for most people. So you would inhale and count to four, like but the inhale lasts for 4 seconds, the exhale lasts for 4 seconds. And taking that nice, slow, big belly breath to that cadence, either the box cadence or the just in and out, again, what that does is it helps your body reset if you're a little bit too activated. It helps you come back into physical awareness of what's happening in your body. It builds connection and enables you to harness what's happening in your physical self in order to be productive.
Okay.
And so that breath in general is the way that we're going to control our physiology. And if you can control your body, you feel more settled, and that enables you to keep your confidence, keep your trust in yourself and your abilities high. Okay. So you're probably in a car right now. So whoever's driving, don't close your eyes. Okay. You keep driving. However, whoever's listening, let's just go ahead and practice this breath. And I'm going to do the box breath. I'll lead you through this. We're just going to do 5 breaths. Okay. Just 5. If you want to close your eyes, you can. If you want to put your hands on your belly to try to practice like blowing up a beach ball in your belly, please feel free to do that. But we're just going to experiment. We're going to try for 4 seconds and see how it goes. And in the debrief, when you're talking about it, you can share with your parents what that felt like. Okay. So let's start. So exhale, get all the air out of your body. And inhale, 2, 3. 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. One more. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Clear your breath, clear your eye, open your eyes. Obviously, drivers, I hope you didn't close them. But talk about how that feel. If you want to hit the pause button right now, what did you feel? What did you notice? Were you able to breathe into your belly? What did you notice in your body when you purposely tried to breathe in that rhythm? Okay. Again, you can take a moment to practice just inhaling for 5, exhaling for 5, and compare that. But I wanted to practice the box breathing because that's helpful for a lot of people. Okay. But the idea here is breath, 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 right? It is the tool. It is the mechanism for gaining control over our body. Okay. So breathing is the first really important tool. The second piece to know, and this is a mindfulness approach, is that just because something's happening in your body does not mean it's good or bad. And often when our body gets out of whack, or we start to notice our heart rate is really high, or we're starting to get really sweaty, or we're starting to like breathe heavily, by making judgments about what that means, oh my gosh, I'm not ready, or uh-oh, I'm feeling this way because I can't be successful or I'm not prepared. What that does is it spins that physiology up even higher, makes you more nervous, more scared, which makes your body react even more, and it becomes a really nasty cycle, okay? So just because you're feeling your heart rate go up isn't inherently a bad thing. Again, as I mentioned, as an athlete, sometimes you need your heart rate high. Sometimes you don't, okay? So the goal is when your body feels a little out of whack, or you're not really comfortable with where it feels. And you don't always have to be comfortable to perform well. But if your body's doing something that's distracting you from performing, you can do what's called a grounding technique. And a grounding technique is just to bring you back into your body and focus on what am I actually experiencing. And what this does is it helps you parse out what's helpful, what's not. It also helps you just tune in without judgment and understand, okay, this is what my body's doing. And often what we know in mindfulness is that if you label it, if you acknowledge it, it loses its power. It's like, okay, my heart is pounding. Okay. It's pounding because I care about this moment and it's my body giving me what I need to perform or something along those lines. Okay. But the first step is to actually ground yourself and tune into what's going on. So this is a simple 3x3 exercise. You're going to notice, you're going to literally do, and we're going to do this in the car while you're driving or wherever you're listening, is you're just going to identify three things that you hear, like literally hear in your or in your surroundings, three things that you feel. And so this is more like a body sensation. So for me right now recording this, I feel the mesh of my chair digging into my backs of my legs. I feel my toes on my carpet and I feel my bangs hitting the top of my eyelids, okay? So this, again, brings you back into the sensations that you're experiencing. And then the final thing is three things that you see. And so you're literally paying attention to things around you. And what this does is it helps bring you back to the present moment and not get stuck in your head interpreting what's going on in your body. And so it's just a simple, what are three things I hear? What are three things I feel? What are three things I see? And this can be a really great tool to help. Two episodes ago, we talked about managing your self-talk. This can also be a strategy for just getting out of your head and not getting so stuck in that all the thoughts that are going through your head. Okay, it's just bringing yourself to the present moment, paying attention to what's happening. Okay, so we're going to practice this again. Don't close your eyes. Nobody needs to close their eyes actually for this one. Okay, so I'd like you to just say out loud wherever you are. Unless you're in office or something listening on your, but you can say it quietly under your breath. But what are three things that you hear right here, right now, wherever you're at? And just say them out loud. Name them. Okay. What are three things that you feel in your body right now? Or sensations in your body? Again, say it out loud. Okay. And then finally, what are three things that you can see right here, right now? What's happening around you? What are things that you can visually see? Good. Okay. I hope you noticed that as you did that, you couldn't really think about anything else. You couldn't really obsess about what your body was doing. All right. And you started to tune in and maybe be a little more aware of what's going on. Okay, so the grounding technique is an opportunity to just be mindful about what's happening in your body and to make sure that you're eliminating any judgments about what's happening. Okay, and again, what that does is it helps separate what you're feeling from how, like, your judgments about that. Because remember, in most cases, if you weren't feeling nervous in big moments, I would be concerned because that means you don't necessarily care. Okay, so nervousness is not a bad thing. It's just a typical reaction to caring about a moment, to caring about something important, okay? So once you understand how to really control your body, you're going to have a lot more leverage for trusting yourself to be successful and have belief in yourself, which is confidence, okay? So before we dive into today's conversation prompts, again, I want to kindly ask you that if you are enjoying these episodes, please leave a review. This helps more people find the show and gain from these conversations just like you are. So I appreciate your support if you're willing to go leave a review. Now, let's dive into our conversation. So quick rules, just as always, there's no wrong answers. Take turns talking and listening. Try to eliminate distractions as best you can. And remember that you can pause after each individual question and discuss it, or you can just listen to all of the questions and discuss at the end. All right, let's dive in. Number one, for the athletes, how do you typically feel in your body before a game or a big moment? What does that feel like for you? What sensations do you notice? What does your body do in big moments? Number two, have you ever tried a breathing routine before to calm down? If so, what worked and what didn't? And again, parents, you can share your expertise too. You all have performed in some way. How do you use your breath to help you calm down? Number three, what is one thing that you can do to stay centered during pressure moments in your sport? What would help you stay focused on your task and in the moment instead of freaking out about what your body's doing? And finally, question 4, how do we as a family talk about nerves? Is this seen as something bad? Is it just normal? What kind of dialogue do you guys have about nerves? And how could you maybe start to shift? Could you maybe? No, how could you shift your perspective and your language about nerves? That they aren't bad. They're not a bad thing. And instead, teaching each other to harness them instead of fear them. All right, y'all. Remember to keep those conversations rolling and let's make those car rides count. Thank you for joining me on Confident Calm and Clutch Car Ride Conversations. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with at least one parent or other coach who you think would benefit from hearing this lesson. If you're looking for more weekly tips, mindset shifts, and conversation starters, then to help you and your athletes stay confident, calm, and clutch no matter what's going on, please consider subscribing to my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And if you have any suggestions for topics or scenarios or things that you would like to hear me discuss and talk with you about, there is a link in the show notes that you can send me your ideas. You also are always welcome to DM me on Facebook or Instagram at @VAlstonCoaching. And I absolutely look forward to hearing from you. In fact, several of these past episodes have been inspired by listeners just like you. So please make some suggestions. I look forward to making content that you actually want to hear. All right, y'all. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll see you next time.